You're tuned into the Black White Show podcast with T. Alexander 614, GQ Smooth, and Boring ZT.
Yo, what's going on, world? It's your main man, Thaddeus, coming through the Black White Show podcast. We're going to get started right off the rip. Find me at TAlexander614 on IG. Also, find us on Black_White Show on IG.
It's your man, Boring ZT. We're in the process of setting up the YouTube channel, which is going to be BlackWhiteShow614@gmail.com is going to be the email address. So, Boring Z... Oh, what the fuck am I doing? BlackWhiteShow614 @gmail.com if you want to send us any emails, if you got questions, concerns, you just have something you want to get out there, and we're going to have that YouTube channel set up, BlackWhiteShow614, in a hot second.
And you already know what the fuck is going on. It's GQ Smooth, the head not the tail. That's GQ_SM0OTH on IG.
I gave her the Ric Flair woo this week.
Yeah. What are we discussing? We got somebody special on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah,
today.
This my main motherfucker right here, all the way from Dayton, Ohio. She did the beat for the Black White Show, you feel me? She cooking up in the lab every day. If you need your beats, come hit my nigga up. It's Ayo Live Productions.
Hey, what's going on? Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, of course. So I guess we'll start. You already was talking to AO a little bit. You want to just keep it going, what you was talking about?
Oh, yeah. So speaking of producing, who were your inspirations? Like, what made you want to become a producer?
My cousin, he a little bit older, but he used to make beats and stuff back in the day on the PlayStation. Remember that shit, the MTV programming on the PlayStation?
Wow, it took it way back.
So, you know what I'm saying?
So I'm taking Parappa the Rapper.
Yeah. All that.
Kick, punch.
I used to watch him back in the day, you know what I'm saying? And that's what inspired me. Swiss Beats, Zaytoven.
Yeah.
You know,
Swiss
Just Blaze, all the legends for sure. But definitely some new people, Metro for sure.
Mm.
You know, Take Key.
Okay. Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, he dropped that Beyonce one.
Hell,
that's
yeah.
His most
Mike
recent
Will,
hit.
For sure.
Tell them where they can find you at.
AO Live Productions on Instagram. AOLivePro.com. That's my beat store. Mm. So, you know, I'll be running specials through there sometime. Definitely hit that up.
Cop some.
Yeah, I may need to cop something so I could drop something. You feel me? Okay. Me and Wifey was thinking about just doing a play around album.
Hey,
just
yeah,
do one,
do it,
just
do
a play around.
Shout
album.
Out to Apex. They got an album together. They a married couple. They do like a funk type stuff.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, we was just talking about doing a joint album. Just to play around, have fun.
Yeah.
Go ahead, actually pay for like
do
real
that
stuff.
Shit.
You know what I mean?
That shit.
Just have like a timeless classic we can put on, listen to, laugh at. Mm-hmm. Maybe actually make a little hit or something. You know what I mean?
You never know.
Right. But that, people be like, man, that is hot. Like, dude, just clowning around. That's usually, most of this shit sound like clowning around, honestly.
Yeah. All it takes is one little song,
honestly.
Right beat to it.
Hell yeah.
You be all right.
So that's how you make a beat.
Yeah.
I was using Logic and Machine at first, but I just recently transitioned to FL. So I'm loving that. I had a that was my first experience with the beats using the trial version of FL, but that's what I use now.
That's Fruity Loops.
Yeah.
Don't give too much secrets away.
Yeah,
don't give too much away.
Sharp.
If you want it, she said where it's at. Come holler at her.
AOLivePro.com, you know.
Yeah, heard.
The sharks be biting.
If you want it, you know, you heard it. Replay this.
There ain't going to be no bees like my nigga right here.
Got them classics on deck.
For real. We appreciate it, especially the drop. I definitely appreciate that.
For sure.
The Black White Show. Also, just coming up, we might as well talk about it. August 25th or 26th, my fault, I will get the exact date, for the Columbus Podcast Awards. We're nominated, I believe, Society and Culture, also Best Podcast of the Year here in Columbus, Ohio. Hopefully next time it'll be for the region after that, and we just keep going forward and forward. Our first year.
The whole world.
First year, yeah. First year we nominated, so it's big, and we'll definitely come out and support for the Columbus Podcast Awards. I'm shining like it's the BET Awards, and I'm like, I'm nominated. We nominated, nigga. We nominated. But let's go ahead. This is our recap of the spring. We did it for, you know, every podcast usually at the end of the year or TV show, they do a year recap. We said, shit, when it gets to that year, we be forgetting stuff, missing out on things. So we was like, shoot, we could do a quarterly, a recap, and then whatever's the best out of that quarter, we could bring it to the end of the year so we don't be forgetting, like, the best of the stuff or the worst of the stuff of that. So let's kick it off with the springtime quarterly wrap-up here. A lot of things happened this spring. Tragic, mostly tragic, I'm going to be honest with you. We won't kill the moment because we've done it so much, but definitely honors and respect to Nipsey. I think the spring, that hit us hard.
Yeah.
That hit us hard in the spring.
I was just reading something about the guy that shot him today. Mm-hmm. And they were talking something about the trial. I'll have to think about it to recall what they were saying, but they were saying like, dude was pleading not guilty and shit.
What?
Yeah, Eric Holder.
Like, he was on video. Like, what do you want?
And all that. It'd be the closest one sometimes.
They were talking about he did his testimony. And other people did testimony. And, like, so they were saying it was over. Like, Nipsey.
Nah, the woman driver came out and said it was on TMZ. It just got released Friday for y'all. That she stated that, yeah, they was chilling. Eric Holder went in the store. She wanted to get a selfie with Nipsey. She was like, oh, shit, Nipsey there. She wanted to get a selfie. Nipsey said, is that Shitty? Because that's his name on the street, Shitty Cuz. And then he basically came over there to kind of, like, dap him up. They said they talked something. They don't know what they were saying, all that. But then he was just like, nah, you can't be around here. Well, you know, so you don't get your shit cleaned up and then come through.
It was the testimony. That's what I read today. And they were saying that they were talking. And essentially, like, he was... during the course of their conversation, he said the thing about, like... that he said he was, like, snitching or whatever. And he was just coming at him on some cool shit. Like, hey, man. Like, come on, man. Get your shit together before you come back around. Motherfucker... But let me tell you. He went and got some fucking cheese fries after he left. That was in the testimony. This motherfucker walked away from the situation after Nipsey said whatever he said to him. He went and got some cheese fries, then came back and shot him.
That's what I mean. Like, some people, society, in this crooked system, the judicial system, you know, we all know our brothers and sisters need to be free, a lot of them. But then there's some motherfuckers are like, hey, you don't need to be walking around here. If I'm calling you a snitch and you go ahead and do some things like that, like, man, just go ahead and sit.
They said he popped him 10 times.
Yeah, go ahead and sit down. And he pistol whipped somebody before he got there. But anyways, so if we go, if you ain't listening, stay in the back. God dang it.
over there enjoying her meal.
So also, I think we started the winter quarter. I said J. Cole had the hottest of the winter quarter. I still putting J. Cole up there. I know he ain't released
Let me go on my little rant real quick. Right now, the person that's killing 2019, boy Gangsta Gibbs, Freddie Gibbs.
Ah.
No, let me quantify this. Let me quantify this because y'all hating on him. He dropped a mixtape with Currency, Fetty, produced by Alchemist, one of my fucking favorite all-time.
Legend.
Yes.
Legend.
Exactly.
Talk closer to the mic.
And then he just dropped this new album Friday, so what, yesterday?
Yep.
With Madlib, shit is fire.
I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not even going to speak on it because I don't know. And I don't know. I'm not going to hear it. I'm not listening to Freddie Gibbs.
You're not even
going to
listen to him.
No, I'm not bad. It's not a bad thing. Or I'm just not. caring to listen to it. Not my guy. So I can't say Zach is wrong with it. I can't say Zach is right with it. But that's
killing my piece. He's killing 2019.
I'll tell you.
If he puts some fire out before the end of the year on top of what he's already giving put him out. A year? Yes.
God dang. Then you might make me listen to it if he's still on the list at the end.
I'm going to say the best person of all time in 2019 is all time
2019.
It's going to be GQ Smooth. Oh, yeah.
You heard that title. I'll co-sign that.
I had the girls in the kitchen cooking. Y'all had the agave on the motherfucking sweet potato. Made
me drop my beer out my hand.
Correction, it's yam, not sweet potato.
There
out
you
of,
go.
Out of the blue, too. That was Shakira, spontaneous.
She enjoying the, Shakira mm-hmm. over there enjoying the yams right now. Mm-hmm.
Shrimp and grits.
Shout out, Chef Nani.
Chef Nani hit my nigga up. We've been friends since sixth grade. IG Nani knows. She'll meal prep for you if you want vegan options or not. You know, she make cold pressed juices. She's a fitness coach. She all good.
She's all good. Girl, yeah. Girl with the shea butter.
Oh, yeah. Amber. Where's our business card at? I ain't got it on me.
Right there.
They'll come back. Plug Amber. Let them come back.
Let me plug Amber real quick. If you want some essential oils, mm-hmm. facial scrubs, perfume oils, facial body soaps, and bath salts, it's called OSHUNS Essence. That's how you spell her name.
Ocean's Essence.
Yes, Ocean's Essence. There it is.
She said she had the beard oils too for all the homies out there.
Hey, yo, so, all right, so listen, I know who I'm disappointed with this spring, and he made it the last cut of the spring as we're going into the summer quarter. God dang, it hurts me to say this. He might get my GTFOH. Chance the Rapper. Man, listen, it hurts me to say this today. And me and GQ done had it out on some raps, rap albums, things like that.
These raps.
And I tried to force. Have you ever tried to force yourself to like want to like something so bad because that's your man or that's your woman, that's your, you know, something that you've been riding with? Like, I was trying to force myself to listen to this Chance the Rapper to be like, nah, I like this, but I just couldn't. About halfway through, I was like, this is going.
I haven't heard it, so I can't give you a real.
Listen, this came out this week.
I put it like this: this is going to be. It's memorably unforgettable.
But is it one of those things you gotta...
remember forgetting it.
You gotta listen to it like 3 times to actually
As I played it last night, there's gonna be some songs that you can mellow out to maybe. But it just... That Coloring Books gave... He just hit it.
I ain't listened to that either.
Coloring Books...
That's the first album he put out since that.
Yeah. So that Coloring Books, he just hit it for me. For me. And then this one, this 10 Day... This is album.
So you gonna rock with Nipsey Hussle all like that, but you ain't gonna give my boy none?
Who?
Chance the Rapper.
No, the album wasn't good. The album wasn't good.
So if he died today,
it wasn't good.
Are you gonna ride as strong as you ride for Nipsey Hussle?
Hell no. Because that's what the thing is that I ain't fronting on nobody. I said that from the beginning. Nipsey's album, Victory Lap, was good to me.
Let's not talk about music. Let's talk about their cultural impact.
Oh, Chance is killing the game with that.
You can't just.
Yeah, we ain't. That's not what I'm talking about. You switched it on me. I'm talking about like, 10 Day, the album.
I feel like
no, it's not music and what you're doing in Chicago for the school district is different.
I'm saying, I feel like a lot of people only fuck with Nipsey because of his cultural impact, though. Yeah. But that's not, it's cool. I understand that. I respect that to the highest T. But at the same time.
That's my Nipsey thing. We already talked about that. Yeah, we got it.
But I'm just saying, if Chance the Raptor died yesterday, you would be like, that shit would
that's
be fire.
That's not true. You're putting words in my mouth.
You would be like, I don't know. You sound like a dick rider to me, son.
You're the only dick rider. Nah, you gotta chill that out. You gotta chill that out. Nah, that ain't me.
What I appreciate much.
That ain't me. I'm telling the truth from the beginning
GQ
to end.
You called him Chance the Raptor, and I love it.
I'm telling the truth from beginning to end. Next dude that I know is gonna ride out, and I'm putting my summer on it. Is Big Crit. I believe July 12th. I gotta put my summer on it.
Next week.
Cause
the album come out.
Whole summer's
I was
on it.
I was trying to dictate Chance the Rapper and Big Crit to keep my summer moving, but it ain't gonna happen with Chance, so it's gotta go with
Crit.
Big Crit
ain't gonna let you down.
And I already know because the two songs.
What
he got,
if he does?
Nah, the two songs is already hot. The two songs is already hot.
Two Crit out of
here.
How many?
Yeah, that's what.
Let's
if
talk
if
about
it's
that
12,
Breezy. Out of the 32 on the Breezy, I only like 4. So that's an F, Breezy.
I ain't heard it yet.
That's an F, Breezy.
Them two. Them
I mean,
two.
He trying to step it up in the game, though, with a new standard, though. Like, as far as, like, really putting the quality, I mean, not a quantity out.
I got a question for this. So, you know how a lot of artists, Tory Lanez, Chris Brown, they're doing all this Jamaican shit, and they're not from it. Is that, like, the same as blackface, or, like... Are y'all, is this a cultural appropriation kind of thing?
What is it?
Let me hop in on that. So, I do know if it was a white person doing that shit, that would be what people would be saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
What are they doing? They can't
hear
you in the back.
They're doing this reggae thing. Chris Brown has a lot of reggae. Tory Lanez is doing a lot of reggae.
I don't believe
that. In Canada, though, that is
kind
of in the culture.
There's
a
large
Jamaican.
What's Drake's thing?
Yeah. So.
What's Drake's?
Drake, he's doing it, too.
What's that festival, though? They do the
Carnival?
But, yeah, they do them back-to-back. They do them simultaneously now with each other.
But
like
it
brings
is
it together.
Appropriate?
No, I'm just going off what AO was saying that in Canada, that's something
they
do.
Yeah.
It's more, maybe more international based
really
with Toronto.
But if you're really not from there, is it still appropriate?
That's a part of their culture.
So it's like, dang, I can't do nothing.
No, you can. That's my shit.
I can't
like,
do it
like
if I'm
I
not
really
of the culture.
Hate that.
Is that because you're white and you want to do it?
Perhaps.
But if I reference it, if I give big ups to it.
Listen, let a person make music and let them make good music.
Yeah.
Just let that shit go.
God
damn. So it's like a respect.
Yeah.
You can tell when a person respects the type of music they're doing as opposed to somebody that is just literally like biting off of a culture.
I think what helps it out is when people give reverence to it. Like, when people give respect on award shows or during interviews, like, yeah, I'm not the first person that did it. It was Blase Blase. Like, what happens is, back in Motown and before all that, the black people would come out and do it, and then the white people would steal it and then not even give reverence to Motown.
But what makes it
like
appropriate
that?
To do that? Because if you, Zach, did blackface... And you'd be like, I'm just trying to pay homage. Niggas would not respect that.
I think blackface was a bad example.
Blackface is
I bet you different.
Deep.
Look at Lil Nas. Right. Lil Nas. You know what I'm saying? He's dipping his foot in the country.
And then you see what backlash
he's
getting.
They got niggas back. Billy Ray Cyrus, a country artist, is backing him. And
yeah.
He hopped on the track officially.
He's getting that backlash, but I think that's bullshit. Because he should be able to make whatever the fuck type of music he desires to make.
Yeah.
And if he wants to make some country shit, let him make some country
that's
shit.
That's his vibe at the moment. That's
do y'all think he's doing it...
And if it's good, it's good.
Do y'all think he's doing it to get streams, or do y'all think he's doing it because he really likes it?
Probably a little both.
How good the song came out and the reaction it's getting, I feel like... You know what I'm saying? It's cool.
But that's all part of money making, ain't it?
The thing. You can't knock him for doing that. Like, if he sees a lane and he's like, I'm going to create this lane for myself.
Yeah.
You can't hate on him for that. Nobody can hate
on him
for
that. My whole point is, in American society, as a black culture, we take stuff so seriously and so sensitive. And then somebody does it. And it's like, oh, I'm paying homage. And then you let another culture do it, and then you're offended by it. Oh.
So blacks can't do country.
You have a point there, sis.
I see what you're saying, but blacks can't do country, though? Like, what if they genuinely enjoy it?
And they're going to say, somebody
going to
come out, black started country. There's going to be an article, like, such and such started it.
Why are they shunned away from it?
Look, to go back to what I said, I think you can tell when a person is doing something with reverence as opposed to them doing something because they feel like it's going to make them pop. And I don't get the feeling that the Lil Nas X dude, I don't know much about him. I haven't listened to a lot of his shit. Having heard that song, I feel like that's really like who he is. Like, and he wants to put that out there.
Why? Hold on. Why do you think that he's so genuine with it?
I don't know. I think he's from the South. Like, that's part of his culture. It's not a stretch for him.
So if he was from Ohio, he wouldn't give it the same respect.
It's country
he
folk would, in Ohio.
I feel like music, it's not based off. I mean, yeah, your culture got something to do with it, but it's also your personal self and your personal interest. You know what I'm saying? You a personality. You introducing people to yourself and your interest and what you like. You have a personal right to be able to exercise that and what influence you. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that because as a kid, I would listen to rock, I would listen to country, and my mom would always walk past my room and be like, "You're on some weird shit."
That's what you like.
But if I was listening to rap, I don't think I would ever got that reaction.
So, and I agree with you, and I can share in that experience because growing up, my dad, he was a DJ when he was fucking young. And he exposed me growing up to all of this music. We was listening to Motown. We was listening to fucking 70s Saturday night disco shit. Old school rock and roll and everything. Muddy Waters, the old rhythm and blues and shit. He just exposed me to so many different things that all of that is a part of me. So I still, in a lot of different capacities, listen to all of those different types of music. If I was a musician and that was the type of stuff that influenced me,
why not?
Can't hate a person for saying this is what made me who I am, this is what influenced me, this is what I heard growing up. Like,
and so that's you gotta give your honest respect and reference to it and go. If you know you're being true to yourself, then you just gotta rock with that. So some people gonna hate you regardless. Mm-hmm. If you know you're being true to yourself and you make an old Old Town Road and all that, and that's who you are. That's who you are. But his album, Lil Nas X, it was definitely hip hop. Like, I don't feel like it was country at all. But I will just quickly, since we're on the spring recap, I think. Y'all just brung it to my mind. I think Lil Nas X probably had the best song of the spring. Old Town Road. Baby. The Baby's killing the spring. Megan Thee Stallion's killing the spring.
Shout out Megan. Hot girl, man.
Yeah,
why is it the baby, little baby, and just baby? They're not babies.
They're not babies.
Who was it this?
They're not babies.
What is that?
Suge. I like that song, though. But
the baby hot, boy.
Baby hot. Out of the Carolinas came through.
Yeah, the baby knocked Lil Baby out the water.
Lil Baby called, too, though.
Lil Baby one of the best new artists at BET, so, you know.
Numbers-wise, he putting the top charts out. He got so many platinums right now.
Yeah. So, I think those are the people off-rip that I could think of that killed the spring. And that's that. Any events in the spring? We did Nipsey, of course, but I don't know no other things other than that. Probably Take the Cake is still that.
The Essence Fest about to come up. I know a lot of people.
But that's summer. I'm talking about spring, Zach, before we move on.
Excuse
God
the fuck
dang.
Out of me.
That's summer. Shit. Spring is still that immigration bullshit. You know, all that kind of stuff going on still. Politics just took off. The debates this week, we kind of hit that a little bit.
And there's a round two. It started with 10. They got to do a round two. It's just too
many
20 people.
Of them. 21.
Listen, it's too many people.
Let me send a quick message out. To all of the people who are left-leaning, whatever that looks like, Democratic, whatever the fuck you want to call it, don't be divided by all of these fucking people that's going for the nomination. And don't let the fact that, well, how many people is it? It's like 12, 13, 14 different people going for the nomination for the Democratic Party.
Yes.
Okay, exactly. 20.
Democratic Party alone.
Don't let that shit divide you. Listen, whatever the fuck turns out, I'm going for my boy Bernie. I fuck with Bernie.
Too old.
Nah,
his principles. His principles are right, but he just—I
don't give a fuck about his age. I fuck with Bernie, but I don't think he's gonna win just off his age.
And he said being discriminatory. He made a very good point because he was like, y'all talk about being discriminatory and things like that, but ageism is also discriminatory.
Yeah. To this, let me get back to my point. With that, like, don't let however that shit turns out. The last election, the reason that we fucking got Trump. It was because so many people were divided about what happened with Bernie and Hillary Clinton. I just didn't like Hillary. There were, exactly. And that's why.
Well, I wasn't point. Because of her and Bernie.
Well,
I didn't like
there's
Hillary.
A lot of people, the Democratic Party wanted Hillary, and they were going to do whatever they wanted or whatever they needed to do to get Hillary the that's nomination. Fair. So that's what I'm saying. However this turns out, don't fucking let this man get reelected. And this man I'm talking about is this piece of shit. Goddamn Donald Trump, fuck him. I was about to say some shit I didn't want to say. So don't let him get reelected. Right. Is my entire point. Don't let the fact that this shit's going to get
sharper. What do you think his odds are?
They're not. I don't think they're that good, honestly. I really don't. I really think he's going to win. I think he's going to lose regardless.
Divided like it did last time, he's in a good
I don't think it matters.
Position.
I don't think it matters because I looked at the polls of 2016. Hillary still won the popular vote by like 2-3 million people. She won the popular vote. And now I guarantee you more people are going to vote regardless. It's so many people on this. Like, people are going to come out and vote 2020. And it's going to be more people in the major cities that are going to come out and vote.
Let me ask
you. It's going to be that.
What if this guy does not want to relinquish the presidentship?
Is that possible?
Yes. It's very he said it multiple times.
Is it possible? I don't know
is
how
it
true
possible?
That is.
I mean, what the fuck are you going to, unless you physically removing his ass?
Which
yeah.
they will.
Maybe they will.
I
don't know. I
believe they will remove his ass.
I hope they will. I don't know.
That brings me into the kind of topic segue into one of the things I wrote down this week is just off my thought processes. I wrote how bad can be so good. Like how something bad can be so good. I think I wrote something can be so bad that it makes people determined.
Played a song about that.
It makes people determined to make things better instead of settling for if conditions are decent. Like so, things can be so bad regarding this Trump thing and politics and things like that. But it really is ultimately going to be for good because it's going to have people come out and vote. People are more interested in politics. People are more interested in maybe doing the right thing. So some things can turn into it seems bad, but ultimately,
do you feel like that's the case with Trump though?
I mean, I think hopefully the latter would be greater. Hopefully we have no choice.
Because I feel like the situation, I feel like he's incensed so many people that it's just a lot of fucked up people out there that identify with him more so than we ever thought was possible. And that's the problem that I see. Like, I think that he's growing a group of people that feel offended, that feel threatened, that feel just upset with the, you know, a black person was president, a black man was president, and that hurt a lot of people. That was an offense to them or whatever. And
you think
like
it's gonna hurt? You think it hurts them more to have a black president or a gay president?
Gay.
I don't know. I think black. Yeah, I agree.
Because the gay community.
We can't hear you.
All right, Shakira, you come God over here.
Dang.
Come on.
You hate it. You want a cordless microphone?
Chiming in.
Yeah.
All
right, chime around. I just be popping in from time to time. I said, what was the question? I said black because the gay community is making more strides than the black community.
Ooh. Talk about it. No.
That's a good point.
She tried to walk away. Yeah, you got to tell us about that.
That's all I have to say.
Why do you think that way?
Because look at it. Like, this pride alone, I've noticed a lot of places and people supporting the gay community.
They actually said the numbers are less.
This year.
Really?
So
the statistics said the numbers are less.
For example, I go to Easton alone. Mm-hmm. North.
Cuss your ass off.
Censor her.
Right,
because
I don't know.
Cuss your motherfucking ass off.
Nordstrom's, Macy's. Like, I went to Macy's, and I just picked up some makeup real quick. And not only did they ask me if I wanted to donate some money to, like, the transgenders and, like, the suicide situation that they have going on. And they also, you know, was giving out, like, Pride bags, and they had little stickers and stuff, so I gave that away to a friend for Pride. But just a lot of places, just basic places, are supporting the community now. Like, I went to Target. There's even clothes for kids. Like, so kids can just be expressive of that. So they are making more strides alone than the black community.
I think it's going to be... I think it's going to be funny. These niggas is going to kill themselves if it's... Just imagine Kamala Harris, a black woman. These niggas is going to kill themselves if it's a double... It's going to be a double whammy for them if Kamala Harris, a black woman, and then her vice president be a gay man. These niggas are going to get a double barrel shotgun and blast themselves up out of here.
Because
it's a black woman.
Let's make the world a better place.
A black woman. They are not going to be able to handle that.
But you know what's crazy?
Or vice versa.
In 2019, we didn't been at this for how many years?
Forever.
Over 100 years we've been at this, right?
Forever.
And we ain't never seen a woman alone. We ain't never seen a black outside of Obama, and they still gave him hell. You know what I mean? Forgotten Souls, J. Cole, Forgotten Souls, bottom of the totem poles. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just like, how are we still in this position? And y'all, go ahead. Y'all want to say America is the home of the free, and you still hold me back. As a black woman, I'm still at the bottom of the totem pole, the bottom of the pain scale, with a master's degree. I have 3 degrees, and I'm still considered at the bottom of the pain scale. How is that possible, America? I'm overqualified more than your police department, more than your fire department, more than your army.
And they be bringing that bread home.
Okay, hello. I'm more qualified than all of them. And yet, still suffering so much in a sense. I can't even get an interview with the state, but I got an interview with the state.
Donald Trump want to lock all our asses up in concentration camps. You don't give a damn about our speeches.
Literally. Get those niggas.
I have to take.
Is a nigga at the end of the day.
I have to take 20 steps versus the white man's two. And that why is that? Why are we still doing that? So racism is concealed, and it will never be forgotten. Y'all the niggas want to say y'all not racist, but in actuality,
But to be honest, all in all, I love the struggle, and I wouldn't have it any other way because it makes us who we are.
It
we
makes
are
you grow
so
harder.
Resilient, and we can like go through shit on a daily basis and not even be fazed.
The typical white man, I ain't gonna say everybody, but y'all kill yourselves if y'all want to go through what we go through. I say it every podcast, every so often. You want to be black until it's time to be black. You want to rep the culture. You want to go to our concerts. You want to be black until it's time to be black.
Come on.
What is that about?
Shout out to our white viewers.
All of them that are. Here's how we think and how we feel. That's okay. We all can accept it.
Yeah. She's not speaking for all white people.
And that's a.
Or all black people. Yeah.
I think an important thing to recognize is when a person speaks about their experience and what they've been through, too many people, there's a lot of people that would have heard what you just said. And be offended by it.
Yeah.
Like I'm sitting here, I'm like, all right, I understand
what
she's saying.
The black white show.
It's a generalization, not like Zach, you're white. And I rock with you. You know what I mean?
I think what the problem is too many people walking this planet when they hear somebody else talking about either their successes or their failures or their struggles, did they take offense to it? And I don't understand that because it's like when you hear a person talking about I've been through all this shit or and succeeded or I've been through all this shit and here's where I am now or I've been through all this shit and I'm still working through it and they feel offended by it just off the stance of like you're not talking about me or I can't identify with what you're saying.
And I said this before too, like you can't relate until you're in that situation. So when until you getting turned down for these jobs, until you not making that same wage, you're gonna be like you can't sympathize it. If my house burns down, you're gonna have sympathy for me. If your house burns down, you're gonna understand more. So that's what it is.
I think the problem is there's not enough where you were directing what you were saying. There's not enough white people who have seen that or experienced that same thing that you're saying. So what you're saying doesn't exist to them. They hear you, but they don't feel you.
Yeah. And they never will, and that's the difference.
And that's the thing. Like, I think you got to... And
we listen, just have to be okay.
More of these mixed babies keep showing up. Yeah. They're going to be feeling a little bit more out of time.
I'm trying to put them out here in the world. More of these mixed
babies keep coming up. Y'all going to have to feel something. They be like, God dang, we got these mixed babies. Shit. KKK. God dang. Why did Rebecca have to go with Tyrone? I hate that. They talk about it.
Way to lighten the mood. You always lighten the mood. And with
we got to bring it to the grave. Hey, in 2040, some of y'all niggas ain't going to have a choice. Y'all going to have black in your family regardless. This place is going to be mixed here. Like a motherfucker.
I'm here to stay.
America is a melting pot for a reason. They call it that. And that's what it's going to be. The Census Bureau is coming out in 2020, and it's going to look more diverse than ever before throughout our whole generation.
But I love that shit because that does fuck with a lot of racist people when they finally get some if color, if you will, in their family tree.
Shit. Go ahead.
They be tripping. So I feel like that's the type of thing, like, that's going to change a lot of shit in this world. And
oh, yeah. You racist granddaddies out there, if you die now, just realize in 2030, 2035, you are going to have black in your family or Latino. You're going to have a little Hernandez walking around or a Pookie Johnson walking around.
There's a lot of beautiful women out there.
Might want to start integrating.
There's a lot of beautiful women out there who are not white. And
what Zach said, there's a lot of beautiful women that aren't white.
That's just not white. And I'm just saying, y'all better get used to that because
go ahead.
When they bad, they bad.
Yeah.
Regardless of
they
the color.
They've been fucking us forever. Hey. They've been fucking us in slavery. They know it. They know we bad. They've been getting down with us forever. We were slave, dirty, stinky, nasty, and they were still like, God dang, she got a fat ass.
But she was bad.
I'm just saying, so we going back to slavery. They've been trying to take us down forever. Chris Brown and us forever. They have. And we was out there in the cornfield. Y'all seen 12 Years a Slave. I'm the only one that's seen it.
I seen it. It's
God
long.
Dang. She's like, I ain't even got, I stink. She's like, I'm terrible. I smell foul. And he was still trying to rape her. You know what I mean? So it's a whole bunch of stuff. A lot of times what they say, like, I think Charlamagne even said it like yesterday on the podcast, Brilliant Idiots, like, he like dudes that be like so offended like with gay shit. He be like, he questions them more. Like, if you scared to be like, man, that's a nice shirt you got on her. You got, he went a little more. He was like, you can't say like a dude got nice hips. But but he's like, if you so offended, he's like,
I ain't never seen a guy with nice hips.
Nice hips. They was just saying that was too far.
The implications
yeah, like,
is
so
but my point. But my point is, what is it? Why are you so strong against it, though? You know what I mean? That makes me really look at you a lot. Like, I don't got a problem saying, you know what I mean? You look nice today, nice pants to a guy. Like, I don't care. It don't matter to me. Like, but to somebody else, no, I can't say that. What's wrong with you? Same thing with a racist. Like, you so against it. What's really up with that? You know what I mean? Like,
and that's what I don't get. Like, we are in the same struggle if you really think about it. Even though the white man, quote unquote,
the white man
has an advantage. Like, we are still in the same struggle. Just because the white man is the white man. Just because the white man is the white man doesn't mean he's not broke. Does not mean he's not starving. Does not mean he's not sitting next to me in the food pantry.
You're right. You're right. And to really piggyback off that point real quick is that they talked about that. I want to say, I can't remember what book it was, but it was around Civil Rights era. And I'm not sure. I'll just throw it out there because I know Martin Luther King hit on it a little bit. Is that the thing that they used to divide the Southerners, the white Southerners and like the unions, things like that, was just like the pay scales and things like that. They tried to divide them because it was like, we're all the same. Like, we're working together in the factories. We're farming
but I'm
together. But they were combining, the white guys were combining with the blacks because they were like, we are the same. And then the segregationists came in and was like, no, yeah, you're better still. Like, and they put that in their head.
Do you know what's always confused me?
back in slavery, everybody would be like, blacks are terrible but and nasty. And these are the same blacks you let put the titty of your chin. Yes! You gonna let me breastfeed your child? And I'm so sweaty and dirty?
It's breastfeeding them, I'm telling you.
How am I breastfeeding? That's the most intimate thing you could do. And I'm not gonna let, if I have a baby, I'm not gonna let my baby put a titty in their mouth of somebody who's been in the field working all day. It's sweaty. And you not, they wasn't eating right. Say they was eating right.
Scrap.
Y'all wasn't eating right. Y'all was eating fucking
pig feet.
Yes.
Scrap.
Word.
Y'all wasn't eating no fruits. Y'all wasn't eating no vegetables. The breast milk tastes like motherfucking throw up. I'm almost sure.
But yet, because you so lazy.
Yet, you so lazy, you won't let me put my sweaty ass nipple in your newborn's mouth.
Damn. So, I think that just goes to show it's all a social construct.
For sure.
At the end of the day, whether the people recognize that or not, it's all a social construct. It's like, you know whatever is good enough. You know whatever is right. You know whatever is okay. And I feel like those people, it was just a social construct to say, oh yeah, black people are this, black people are not that, or whatever. So, I don't know, at the end of the day, like I said, social construct is what all that is. Like, racism, it's just a lot of people that don't want to recognize the adequacy of everybody as a person.
Oh. All right. I don't think we'll get any more than that. Yeah. I think that's good. Next topic I got real quick this all kind of universal or general around what we've been talking about. I stated, how fair or unfair is it that we are shaped by our environment? Meaning dictating on your region, your neighborhood, etc., how it shapes your mind, all right? So once you truly expand your mind from your initial realm of understanding, then I think you're starting to get the most out of your mind. I think you're getting the most out of your life when you can start expanding your borders within your mind, when you start expanding the limits. The reason somebody asked, why is it fair or unfair about you being shaped by your environment? Because I say it's fair that you're being shaped by your environment because you didn't have a choice. You didn't have a choice what nutsack you was in. You didn't have a choice from your mama giving birth to you and the neighborhood that you were in. You had no choice on that matter. So that's just fair. That's life right there. You know what I mean? That's life constructed to the fullest. It's that.
I was the one who said fair. And where I was going with that was, why use fair? What does it matter if it's fair or not? It is. And what we need to focus on is the here and the now and what we going through today, not what was and what we were and what could have been, because that doesn't matter. That's not the point.
Right. It is. And that's reality to me.
So that's what is your parents teaching you that?
So my question,
I don't feel like it's a question of fair or unfair, because nobody has control over that. Like, all of us sitting right here right now.
Let me tell you, hold on. A king!
Nobody sleep as hell.
Come here!
Nobody had any choice.
Come here! This is my break on social windows theory. Come here, man.
Yeah, because not all things exist for all people.
Nah, you gotta speak.
Like, everything is not a definite. Everything is not binary, which is the point of living in the gray.
But that's my point, is the fairness of it. The fairness, I think, of life.
It's not a matter of fair, though.
That's my terminology. My terminology of fair... Yeah, it's
well, I'm just you have no like, choice, so it's period. Fair. Like, we can't live in the woes, because that's where that depression and that anxiety kick in. We're not living in that. We living in the now, and this is what is, and this is what I have to work with, no matter how fair it is or not.
It's not a
matter. Y'all hearing fair is
it's not
an attack.
But hold on, let me say what I'm saying. I feel like you're either privileged with having experience in other situations or you're not. And that and that's my thing, because I feel like for myself, and I can only speak for myself in this situation, I'm grateful that I was able to introduce myself into all of the cultures that I was able to introduce myself into, whether it's Black, Hispanic, what have you. I have all of these things that are associated with me, whether by friends, whether by family or whatever. And I'm thankful for that, because it's given me such a well-rounded experience in life that most people don't get. So with all that being said, I feel like I have insight onto so many different things that other people do not. And I feel like, for me, that's given me a breadth of experience or whatever.
But that's my second point.
Let me talk real quick.
All right.
The nigga who don't want to talk on the couch.
And that's
a king.
Okay. And that's okay.
And that's okay. It's okay. This is why I say what I say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give his personal story.
Personal testimony.
I got to give it, in a sense.
You're going to church.
This guy. This guy. What are you making? 80K? 100K? Yeah. Nice. All right. This is my blood right here. If anybody had a reason to be in a gang, to be on drugs, this nigga started from the bottom right here. You know what I mean? Mother passed when he was, what, 13? Father's been in jail since he was, what, 6 months? Master's degree. Making this money. You know what I mean? And he does not let that dictate who he is as a person at all. So what I'm saying is, you can break that shit.
Yeah.
So it's niggas like to take a crutch, in a sense. But how strong are you mentally?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I'm not, that's where I'm not even talking about like breaking it. I'm talking about like, as far as I was just, that's a perfect, or that's a very good example. Perfect. It's a great example. It was, but that's where I put it on my second point. What you said is that once you truly expand your mind from your initial realm of understanding or your reality, then I think you're starting to get the most out of your mind. You're starting to get the most out of your life. And that goes into what we were talking about before when it comes to segregationists and when it comes to people that are living in fear of knowing a person that is a different sexual orientation, a different race, different ethnicity because of your environment that you grew in. And I think once you elevate your mind or expand your mind in so many different areas, I think you fully are using.
But people like to use that as a crutch. People like to use that as so much of a crutch that they don't. They don't want to take. Yes, they don't want to take accountability for what they actually doing. They like, yeah, I was raised like this.
Or not doing.
Exactly. Like I grew up in the hood. No, why don't you take your lemons and make lemonade? Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is the perfect example.
Or some lemon meringue pie, bitches.
Uh-huh. That's just expanding saying. Your mind. That's what I'm talking about. That's the expanding your mind part.
And when we take it back to, we spoke about this months ago, but when the concept of where people say white people shit, like, when you think about that, like, you're not going to do something because it's, quote, white people shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all be, like, y'all be on you can some have shit. A good fucking time. We do. I agree.
Let's go, Coney.
I agree.
Coney? Will you grab the ice cream by the cone? I mean, by the ice cream and not the cone.
Well, you put me onto some new shit. I ain't heard about that.
Right. You grab the ice cream by the ice cream and not the cone.
Damn.
Well, I think we're all there in that mindset.
And that's the thing. I think it's about talking about it. Exactly. Not everybody is. And I think the point of it is you have to be respectful and appreciative of whatever you're brought into, whether it's by chance, whether it's by choice, whether it's by family orientation or whatever. And that's why, for me, I can take a step back from everything and look at my situation in life, my place in life, and say, I'm thankful that you know, outside of my family and my coworkers and shit like that, like, I don't have people that I relate to in my personal life that's white. And I'm cool with that. Like, I'm completely cool with that. And I'm happy about that because it's a sign of respect for anybody else to bring me into their culture. And, you know, to use this, my sister-in-law, for example, my sister-in-law is from Ecuador. Like, whatever she shares with me about her culture and everything, I'm appreciative of that shit because she doesn't have to bring me into that. And I don't know, I think it just, like I said, it just makes you a more well-rounded person. Like, you experience more, you, like...
Let me take a quick twist.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we can wrap this part up. So how fair, unfair is it? I just thought about this, so it's not something I literally was meddling on or thinking about for a while. Is how fair or unfair is it if a person's born in Sierra Leone and automatically as a child into slavery for picking diamonds out for them blood diamonds and all that? Like, how fair or unfair is that? Or is that it is? Or is that, that my part of that fairness is that's life. That's what
that
is.
That's life.
It's just what it is.
That's life. But what you going to do? You know what I mean? What you going to do with that life?
Yeah. And what you about to do with your hands, bud? What you about to do with all these...
In high school.
What you about to do with all these... diamonds and hearts, and you ain't got no space. What you about to do with that hand? You gonna make some shade?
They get cut off sometimes.
Here's the thing, I don't want to diminish what anybody's been through, but there's people that have been in those situations. There's people that have been in those situations, same situations, and they've made it out. And I'm not saying
No,
exactly. And I'm saying it's harder there. It's harder because they have a lot more to go through. They have a lot more to worry about than we would ever have. So
would they be in the right? Would they be in the right to say life is unfair?
Sure.
To
wherever they came up, that's the thing. The roll of the dice, you don't get to choose it. We're blessed to have been born in the United States of America.
I don't want to be born nowhere else.
Exactly. As fucked up as shit is here, you will be a lot worse somewhere else. And that's the thing. Like,
save this comment till after the podcast.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up.
Challenges.
Absolutely. It's
I'm gonna
fucked
say
up.
This comment. Should I say it now?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So the one comment on the podcast I listened to this week, shout out Flagrant 2, is they're like, we're so blessed to live in the United States. Is that
exactly.
Because we can eat ass?
What?
Yeah. Yes. I'm about to go there. He said,
take it there.
We can eat ass.
This. Yes.
Because there's like only 14 other countries.
Because that ass is not clean elsewhere.
We get natural running water. We can clean. There's
American
like only 14
ass
countries.
Is the pristine ass.
There's only like 14 countries. You don't understand the privilege of eating ass. Like, everybody's eating ass nowadays.
Or getting your ass eaten.
And you don't understand. In other countries, you can't even do that.
Because
they don't even wipe. They don't wash. Certain countries, they don't even believe in, like, using toilet paper.
Damn.
And certain things like that. So it's deep, man.
Don't make light of other people's struggles.
It's fact is that we it's the black white show.
So no matter what you got going on,
wipe your
you
ass.
Can eat ass in the United States. You should be happy.
And that's how privileged we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
In certain countries you might go to jail for doing that. You know what I mean? Or hearing stuff like that. It's
Stop
crazy.
Me.
So I think what time we at? I got quick bring it to the gray.
Now it's time
this thing.
To bring it to the gray area alert.
Bring it to the gray then. All right, let's go. I seen today YFN Lucci was on, it's just social media type shit. But YFN Lucci was on this girl. She's kind of making a little headway right now in social media because she's like deep throating like cucumbers. Like,
I think I've seen one of
you seen
videos.
It? Like, she's like deep throating it. She's making headway right now. YFN Lucci comments on her Instagram page underneath it so everybody can see, blah, blah. And then people like, that's so disrespectful because you're like in a relationship. But he's like, well, what's more disrespectful, me being in her DMs and blah, 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 or me just coming out? And all he did was put like a face, like the the flipped smiley face. That's all he put on his Instagram. And he's like, so what's more disrespectful, me in the DMs or me just making a comment? And they like, you shouldn't be making comments if you're in a relationship. So that's the bring it to the gray situation is, can you make comments if you're in a relationship?
Depends. Depends on your relationship.
Can you make comments to the opposite sex?
Can you make comments if you're in a relationship? Are you a human being? Do you find one person attractive or do you find all women attractive? Like, am I a fucking person or not? Like, why am I being persecuted for finding somebody attractive even if I'm in a relationship?
Do you have to comment on their Instagram?
Maybe, maybe not, but everybody can appreciate a good deep throat.
Yeah. I guess.
Am I wrong? I'm not wrong. If you gay, straight, somewhere in the middle, if somebody can do that, male, female, whatever, we don't take no slides here at the Black White Show. If somebody could deep throat, they could deep throat, and that's something to appreciate.
Out of everything somebody's going to appreciate today, it,
whether there's another man, another woman, or what have you.
Out of everything we talked about today, I think that settles our podcast today.
Get you some deep throat.
Everybody can
appreciate
can applaud. So they need to get off YFN's back.
Yeah, leave him. Let him live, man.
Because you know he's with Lil Wayne's daughter, and they be having the young troubles.
Renee Gianna?
You think young troubles.
They be having their young troubles. So that's the question. Can you leave the comments? And I don't know. I think it's mutually.
You appreciate a good deep throat?
I think you have to.
Of course.
I think you have to.
Kara says she appreciates a good deep throat.
I think you
Everybody
have to mutually
does.
Respect your partner. If they don't like it, then you all better talk about it. Because
I mean, commenting on somebody else's shit, I get it. But I'm just saying in general terms, hey. Deep throat.
Hey, all right. There it is. Hey, you heard that. Black White Show. Y'all better start stepping out deep throat.
You already know what the fuck is going on. It's the head, not the tail. I'm into this shit. It's GQ Smooth. GQ underscore SM0OTH.
You.
Hey, TAlexander614 on IG. Black underscore White Show, IG.
And last, but certainly, certainly not least. Boring ZT is where you find me on Instagram.
You're last.
I'm last.
You're last. Off for sure. We out.
You don't appreciate somebody deep throwing, you tripping.